If you're listening to this podcast, you chose wisely. This is the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. Boo!
It didn't do anything.
Craft beer, indie beer podcast. Ooh, where we save. Open beers and they make no carbonation noise whatsoever.
Or there's a hidden cork underneath.
I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
Yeah. And there's a third guy here.
Third guy.
This is Matt.
He also knows the beer brewer. We're here to talk about indie beer, craft beer. One day we'll just be calling it indie beer, but right now, you know, we're transitioning.
Still lives in your mom's garage beer.
Baby steps. Bathtub gin, baby.
We're going to do all the cool talking of beer talk and drinking lots of beer. But first, we just opened a new beer.
Give that back, Mikey.
Gold.
Oh, you're not going to like this, so I'm just going to go ahead and drink it.
Yeah, it could probably stay.
Oh, I think I'm interesting. Give me a
12.25.
Because I had a preview of this, and I might have a different opinion than
this. Is good,
huh? Interesting. We have the what's going around the table now. The beer that was just opened, Stones. Enjoy by IPA series. Yes. This is the 12/25/15
Christmas beer.
The Christmas drink it by Christmas beer.
It better taste like Christmas morning.
Beer.
So this is our long. Now it's been going for a couple of years. I would say now, right? Enjoy by series
tree because we have a 7/4/13 in the fridge.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's coming up on 3 years then. I got a sixer of this.
Sixer.
Charged it to the patrons.
Man, I was like, he must have donated some plasma to buy the six pack.
A whole six pack. And I have had a free preview of this, now having it live here.
See, it's not citrusy, it's not floral, it's not piney. This goes into the lemon and grassy. Lemongrass.
Yeah, yeah.
Lemon. Just don't say lemon grassy. Verbena.
Verbena.
I don't even know.
See, I'm not.
That's the one that made the 16th anniversary terrible.
Oh, okay. But yeah, this is.
Well, we'll see about that one day.
But
true. Maybe it just hasn't sat long enough.
Mm-hmm. Look at this color. Look at this clarity. Is it drinking like a 9.4? No.
Wait, what?
9.4 fucking percent.
What? Give me that bottle.
At least there's something
you
worth
lie.
This beer.
Cross
you
your eyes, and it is 9.4.
Wow, that blows me away. I did not notice that. Because I had this the other day, and I was not liking it at all.
Is that why there's figure eights in your lawn up front?
Yeah. I like this beer. And now that I know that it's 9.4, it does raise it up for me a little bit.
To me, it's lemon grassy, and there's like an alcohol heat to it. And it
see,
is.
I'm not getting alcohol, obviously. I'm so surprised
to
it's
me,
9.4.
It's got that dry weirdness a session has.
There's a bitterness on the center of the tongue that I'm getting, and that to me, that's the heat of the alcohol.
Mm. I'm getting that lemon, but
lemon butt,
lemon butt,
lemon butt,
the butt of a lemon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue.
Lemon butt zest.
Lemon butt zest.
Does this smell like your tree in the backyard, brother?
Zest. No, I have a Meyer lemon tree, so unfortunately they smell completely different.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you for educating me.
This is better than I had the other night.
But you could tell the difference.
Anyway. I don't know. I'm enjoying this a little bit better than the other night. Yes. The fact that it's a 9.4 is impressing me.
Oh, there's 9.4.
But,
then I love
But I don't know. I've
so wait.
I don't know. I'm confused now.
No.
You've confused me, Beardy.
Enjoy by is over.
Over.
Hold on.
Lemon and grassy.
So
over.
This guy's drinking Enjoy by.
It's over. Oh, that guy's drinking Enjoy by. It's over.
So
Drink up, Hillsbills.
You drank this beer previously, and you just opened one, you drank it, and you just snubbed it off. What yep. percentage did you snub it off on? Were you like, oh, it's a 6.5? I mean, you had they had to.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been.
Did I check it out on Untappd? I don't know. I think I gave it a 3.5. It could have
been too much of a thought, but there was probably at some point in that drinking process where you're either like, should I get another one? No, this one's enough.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
You're just I like, was that's a 6.5. Yeah.
I was done at one. I drank all of it, but I was done at one. I was like, nope.
So you're just like, I only need one beer tonight.
Well, I probably went to something else.
Well, no. That's what I meant. I mean, did you just say, oh, this is a 6.5?
And then wonder why I had a hangover in the next one. Well, I only had 3 beers.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Impossible!
I don't get hungover.
I just woke up and I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't feel good. This is impossible! I had 3 beers! Inconceivable!
I don't think that means what you think it does.
Somebody's having to take a drink right now because you both just cut me off.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. That's so many the plan. People are drinking.
That is the plan.
If you didn't, the last episode 124, has our drinking game you can play while listening.
Perfect poor drinking
thanks
game.
To Hills, Bills, and Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue, Bitterbird. You have something... What point? More point that we can derail?
I'm just trying to get in the brain of Mikey. Did he just think that this was a single IPA and just went on to the next thing?
Yeah, that's what was happening. I was just like, I thought it was like a 6.7.
Okay,
and
that was my whole question.
And I was like, this isn't the enjoy by I used to know, and then threw the bottle over the fence at the neighbors like I usually do, and. Went to another beer.
These odds are bitches. Tell your power pole to get on that side of the lawn.
Yeah. Elmer, those airplanes are dropping bottles again.
I'm glad some of my tree hangs over in your yard. I'm glad.
Now what?
We're getting back.
You rake those leaves, you son of a bitch.
How many times do I have to tell you your sprinklers are spraying my fence?
You son of a bitch. The other day I saw your light on at 2 a.m. What the hell were you doing?
Hey, it's not time for voicemails yet.
Voicemails, we got... Oh, no.
I thought
you
that was threw the me guy off. That always calls in.
Let's get caught up. We haven't caught up with our tailgating beers.
Oh.
What?
Well, before you guys got here, I had a Track 7 Daylight Amber Ale.
Oh, what the fuck?
Asshole.
You know, I was sharing with the ladies.
The ladies.
That's a great amber, by the way. So if you're looking for an amber, if you're in California, look for Track 7 Daylight Amber.
So you're into reds, huh?
It was, yeah, because it says it's a red, but it doesn't say it on the bottle. It's a red amber.
Damn them.
But have you had that one yet, Bearderbur?
No.
I advise you to have it.
That's why I dug this, our next beer, the Omnigang, out of the fridge, because it's an amber.
Omnigang Amber. We also had local Black Ops Brewing. Right now, they're still operating as Black Ops Brewing until those bastards at Brooklyn Brewing shut them down. The Recon Red, Red Rat Ale, which I was getting like, it tasted like a fruity tea beer to me, but I don't know.
There was something going on.
It was interesting anyway. My sister Jennifer loved it. That was great.
Hmm.
So Black Ops, they're working on it. They're getting it. They're dialing it in. And... Double Mountain, Oregon. My favorite Oregon brewer.
Oh my brewer, God, so good.
My brother-in-law, Andy. Thank you, Andy. Cheers to Andy because he brought me
anytime.
Brought me down some Oregon beer. Anytime. My favorite, and I that Killer Green just came out, a fresh hop IPA. Now that was a looking out for beer for me, and he asked me. I was like, "Hey, you want me to bring down anything?" I say, "Double Mountain, Killer Green." Killer Green. He found it, got a couple down. How'd you guys like that?
Killer Green, sugar on top.
Definitely, Oregon, it's not going to have that California San Diego IPA taste. But as far as Oregon IPAs go, I really enjoyed it.
It's a killer queen.
Green. Ooh, nice.
Ooh. Queen
reference.
Nick, what did you the killer green? I know Bearded Brewer liked it, but
it was good.
Hear you saying yes.
It was good, but I was hoping for more for some reason. Being from Double Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was zoning out for a minute. What were the growlers used to bring back? What was in
there? Were Double Mountain. There wasn't.
But was it Killer Green?
No.
Okay.
Killer Green, I think, is new. There was a double IPA we had, and then there something else. I'd have to look it on tap to dial that those what those were, but
definitely not the worst beer in the world. But for some reason, I was hoping for a little more punch out of that
one. Yeah. And also another Double Mountain Winter Ale, fa la 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 la. And what did you guys think of that?
Not your typical winter ale. Usually those are somebody threw a spice rack in the brew kettle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this was bitter. It was kind of like remind me of the third time I had an Arrogant Bastard.
Damn.
Which was okay.
Yeah, it should be fa-la-la-la. Ha-ha, it's an IPA.
I fooled you. Not a winter ale, jackass. I think that's maybe why I really liked it. It was like that very resin pot.
feel. It was like what both of those things. Yeah.
It was not that winter spice.
Guys,
it was,
be serious.
It was definitely like it was like an IPA, but we're just calling it a winter ale, and that's why I really enjoyed it. I guess
this is a winter ale. Pause. pause.
Not. So I don't know. Double Mountain, dude. My favorite Oregon brewer. Nice. Didn't let me down.
No, it was good. The fa la 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 was more. More was I was expecting out of them.
Isn't that an Aussie song? Going up to Double Mountain.
Ah.
we might have had from the growler would have been.
Or is that Sabbath? That's Sabbath.
It could have been.
No, it's Aussie.
Oh, it's Aussie.
Over the mountain, but
Over the mountain.
I can see that.
I think it was one of them was the IRA, their double IPA.
Who?
For Double Mountain, the ones we had from the growler.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're reaching back too.
Yeah, I'm reaching back. I think it was the IRA, and I think maybe the Killer Red IPA. I think that's maybe what we had from them before. So, anyways, we're caught up. Now we've got this enjoy by going around. Now we have another beer to enjoy. By this episode.
You ready?
That one worked out much better.
Gold. Oh, thank you.
There's some carbonation in that. See, don't you think there's something wrong with that enjoy by that didn't do that?
Everything besides everything.
All right, new beer going around the table. The Oma Gang from Cooperstown, New York. The Oma Gang is the one that does the Game of Thrones beer series, the Rervus Amber Ale. It's got like a fox and a hawk having a drink together.
Brothers at a bar. Like this one.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Uh oh.
It's like a Belgian amber.
Oma Gang has that twist to them. They like their Belgians.
Yeah, they're all European. Oh,
foam over.
Uh oh.
Woo! Imperfect pour.
I foamed over. That's a lot of head. I wasn't anticipating. That's why this pour was poor.
That's what she said.
I wasn't anticipating this.
That's a lot of head. I wasn't anticipating.
A lot of head. I wasn't anticipating.
Well, are we gonna do it or not?
That's the guy with a lot of head. That's what he sounds like. That's what he says. That's what he says. This is a lot of head. I wasn't anticipating this.
Well, are we going to do it or not?
and insane. All right.
I need a moment.
All right. Whew. I'm smelling this. I am getting that.
Serenity now.
What Bearded Brewer was saying.
Okay, maybe it's not so much Belgian-y now, but there's like a... Is that clove?
I'll let you know once I get past the carbonation.
See, it wasn't my... Just me, my imperfect pour.
It's not clove. Those little, you get them in spice racks. They're the little seed looking things.
No. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Grains of paradise?
There you go.
Oh.
I didn't guess. It's on the label.
Grains of paradise. That is the grains of paradise flavor.
Somebody call Boston Beer Company quick. They stole their secret.
Half of them has grains of paradise.
Gasp. Oh my gosh.
Shocking gasp.
This isn't terrible. This is pretty good.
Grains of
paradise. Pour slowly as to not disturb the yeast.
Oh, see, I should have read the instructions.
Mikey's over here getting rammy with the bottle. Yep,
I'm the guy that opens up the box of the furniture box and just like, I can figure this shit out.
Yeah.
You should read the instructions first. Nah, fuck that shit.
I think that's packing foam. It's not part of the structure. Why would they put it in the box if it's not part of it?
Yeah. What's all the? Why are there like five different screws left? It's extra screws.
Please do not lift box with twisting, jerking motion.
What? wait! I gotta twist and jerk this box out of here first. What did you say?
It says team lift. What? What's I don't team? Need a team.
UPS guy kicked it. Why can't I?
Part of a team. Yep. All right. Well, let's get into some culture.
I thought you were going to say culture.
Culture.
Nailed it.
Well, we missed last week because we had Kelly from Who's Craft. So much going on.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Things Brewing from back east. They are doing all this craziness where breweries are selling off. They don't know where to, they don't know what to do with their brewery, so they sell it, or they want to retire or relax or not work 16 hours a day. And so, and Pretty Things just said, you know what? We're just going to just not be a brewer. We're just going to stop brewing. How about that?
That is an option.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. We're done.
Yeah. Pretty Things, they're successful in the little small craft brewer back east. We've had at least one of their beers.
Didn't they?
I know our Whole Foods usually has a couple of Pretty Things beers, and I think Beer of the People I've seen Pretty Things at Beer of the People as well.
Like some 16 years or something under their belt? Or
no, seven. Like, just seven.
Seven, okay.
And they just so both, close. It was a husband and wife, Dan and Martha Paquette. They kind of thought of it as a project. They didn't. They're just like, all right, well, that's fulfilled its prophecy and we're done.
Great success.
They didn't like sell it and just say, here, Budweiser, you can now take Pretty Things. They just said, all right, we're going to move on and do something else.
Are they going to be like a 90s band in like 4 years? Like, we're going to get back together. We're just going to put out a couple of new brews. And
that's hilarious. I didn't think about it. Like, yes. Like in 10 years, they're just going to be like, Pretty Things is getting back together.
Yes. This time without a label.
Yeah. No label. We're gonna do. Label. Yeah, they're going to do like three new beers, and then they're going to go on tour off of those three new beers. Yeah. Even though we'd be like, why don't you make a whole album?
We're Come on,
a whole album.
Reissues.
They're like, these are three beers we tried to do 7 years ago, but we,
the man was keeping us down.
Yeah, we were having trouble with our record contract. We wanted to have family. Now we're over all that.
Now we're over. Now we're back. Yeah, Pretty Things is back.
Farewell tour number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Promise. We promise this is probably the next to last farewell tour that we're going to do. But so that I've never seen that before where the brewery, just like, all right, we're done. We made money. We had fun. We'll see. I'll see you later. Enjoy your pretty. If you have a bottle of pretty things right now, grab it. Or if you see it out on the shelf somewhere, grab that shit. Cause that's
fade to black.
Valuable stuff. Never to be made again until the reunion tour.
Yes.
Yes. They'll be served at all Eagles concerts next in 2020.
People will bring their original bottles to be signed.
Yeah. Oh, you're that guy that brings the Pretty Things bottle to a Pretty Things show?
Uh-huh.
All right, whatever. What kind of culture stuff? Are you guys at any culture stuff?
'Tis the season for mixed packs.
Mixed packs.
Mixed packs. You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? The fact that this trend is happening. One amazing dark stouty stout beer mixed in with not one, not two, but three goddamn IPAs, you motherfuckers. Why?
What show pack is this?
So Sierra Nevada has released the snow pack.
Oh, the snow pack.
Right.
Okay. Which is the only, I had another one I was going to talk about from Sierra. That's cool.
The only time you could get the coffee stout is also with Torpedo.
Yeah.
Pale ale.
Yeah.
And the, what's the black IPA?
The
not Bigfoot.
Flipside.
Flipside.
No, Flipside's the red.
No, Ruthless is the red.
No, Ruthless is the red sticky rye, yeah.
The flip side is the red, the straight red.
Yeah.
No, the black, wait. The black IPA.
Blindfold.
Blindfold. Yes.
Blindfold, called it.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
Okay. So, right? I'm like, oh, it's over.
That sounds like a good 12 pack, as far as I'm concerned.
Freaking waste. Did the world forget?
I'm getting one of those.
Sierra Nevada makes a stout.
I'm bringing that to my Christmas, even if it's just me.
But they make dark beers. Oh my God. And the Mealyard's Odyssey is back. Why didn't they re-release that one?
Ooh. Well, there's another one. They have a fall pack.
Okay.
Have you seen the fall pack?
No, I haven't seen the fall pack.
The fall pack, I was saving this for looking out, but this is a good time to use it now.
Jump on it.
The fall pack has the Flipside red IPA, the Vienna.
All right.
Vienna lager, obviously. Right. The Tumbler.
Mm.
Which is their brown, which you cannot get.
Which would have gone great.
And except for in the
snow pack.
And then the pale.
Okay.
So
pale, you're always going to get in the mixed pack.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
You may want to get the fall pack.
I do miss Tumbler. That was a good brown.
See, and you cannot get that Tumbler in the six pack. I've never seen any.
Yeah, I think they
maybe
stopped
you can, but
six packing.
I've never seen it.
Stopped six packing Ruthless Rye and Tumbler.
Hmm. You got to put something interesting in that 12er.
So Stone Brewing said, well, we can do that too. So they put their milk stout in with Pale 2.0.
All right.
I think it's Ruination 2.0.
All right.
And Arrogant Bastard.
That's a good 12-pack too.
Why? Why the one damn dark beer with all the rest of
these? Yeah, that's true. Like, well, I guess.
So I haven't seen a third one yet, but I hope that's not the, I hope this isn't the case.
Yeah.
Get it, case.
But case. Other than that, yes, mixed packs are everywhere. 21st Amendment. Now, how's a mixed pack?
Oh, I got that one. That was a nice, that's an interesting.
It looked good.
Fun mixed pack.
Yeah.
They do have.
Not one winter beer in there.
Nope. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, no winter beer.
It's all IPAs.
The only issue is they have a Mexican style beer in there.
Oh, yes. That was the strange one in that pack.
Which I ignored. I just gave them all to my brother-in-law who's not big on.
The non-discerning craft beer.
He's a good craft beer drinker, but he's not a geek.
Mm-hmm.
But he only drinks craft beer for the most part, but he doesn't like hop. He doesn't like California, San Diego style IPAs. He doesn't like He doesn't like hoppy stuff.
Right.
So him and producer Becky both they're like do not like hoppy things. So, but did he
bring Rebel IPA to the party?
He did not. He brought some solid. He brought solid stuff.
Nice.
So yeah.
Just to, I guess, finish out the mixed pack.
Yes.
That I've seen, mixed packs that I've seen about town. Mother Earth has a mixed pack, where they have the only, you know, they
in Cali- town?
Yeah, in town, Costco.
Oh, I got it. Apparently, that's I have one to I was go to Costco. To dig
up. Yeah, that showed up at Costco.
Yeah, the only, well, not the only thing, but the thing I noticed, they got Cali Cream in, Buku, the Syntax, but they have Hop Diggity and a Bomber in that.
What?
In that mix pack. It's a four Bomber pack.
Oh.
And I've only seen Hop Diggity in cans so far, so I wonder if, I don't know if the bottle will do anything different. But
wait, what was the cool. Syntax?
Syntax.
I haven't had that.
Is that
one.
The peanut butter stout or cream stout? It's something weird.
It's a cream stout.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a weird. It's not a traditional stout. There's something weird in that.
Something weird about it. Try to get all crazy with it.
Getting crazy. And if anybody cares, crickets. There's a four. If one arrogant bastard wasn't enough. There's a four pack of Arrogant Bastard.
Oh,
Bastard Box.
Yeah, a Bastard Box. I see that. I'm like, yeah, why? Wait, it's just four Arrogant Bastards?
It's four variants. Yeah, it's
Arrogant Bastard, Double Bastard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's variants. Okay.
There's two others that I can't remember.
But these, at boring. The end of the day, it's all Arrogant Bastard.
Boring.
So,
although I haven't had Arrogant Bastard in a while, so maybe I'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, I am curious to try Bastard in the Rye, though.
Bastard in the Rye.
That's their fancy bottle, big dollar
French or
American Bastard beer.
Peter Bird, did you have a culture item?
I did. I thought you were going to talk about it, but
is that for later? I was going to pass it up, but I'll talk about it. The Brewers Association released a graphic about
that's not what I was talking about, but go ahead.
Oh, what was it?
Rush Day.
Oh, that's for late. That was you're looking at a different part of the notes.
Wow. It says tailgate.
So yeah, was when we talked about it during the tailgate. If you'd like to listen to the tailgate, subscribe on Patreon.
Oh, I didn't know if we talked about Tioga having Rush Day.
I know we can talk about that later, or we can talk about it right now. Tioga Rush Day.
Rush Day is upon us.
Look for us. On probably, maybe, possibly
yeah.
having a table at Rush Day for Tioga.
That's not what I'm talking about either.
Tioga's
having Rush Day on December 12th.
That's what I'm talking about too. But I'm just saying, like, Perfect Pour might be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're not.
So what's going to be? What's going to be on? What's going to be released from Tioga on Rush Day?
So
we have our own. We have our own local. Beer Geek bottle release event where people wait in line and shit. That's a thing now.
There's nobody shitting in my life.
Oh yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Have you not been around your building before?
So so Leo from Cafe Corazon has been feverishly roasting coffee beans. Sorry.
Day and night toiling. Away in the bowels of the Wishon Cafe Corazon.
He's been Brazil yellow bourbon beans he's been roasting over this past week for us.
Beans roasting.
And so we're releasing fresh Rush Hour bottles and draft. We're releasing Piece of Cake. Same. All these beers are using
dessert beer
cake, Cafe Corazon cake. Coffee.
So or the piece of cake is using coffee?
Yes, it has German chocolate cakes. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it has chocolate, coffee, and vanilla. And then we have the S'mores Stout, which I believe is vanilla, cinnamon, and marshmallow.
All right.
So they had the S'mores Stout. First time it's ever been bottled.
Ooh.
Very limited run.
Was it ever released at all in tap before?
Just draft. Just draft.
At the tap room.
Yeah, there was like two or three kegs at the tap room, and one of them made it to Tastemaker Festival, I think.
Okay.
In Visalia. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And so now we're the first time we're bottling it, and we'll go to the first X amount of people that are in line.
How many you get? Like one, two a person?
I think on our website we have the bottle limits posted. Mm-hmm. I don't have that on me. And then we have this year's Big Barrel Project, which is Last year it was Midnight Rush. Yeah. This year it's Autumn Rush. Imperial Hazelnut Breakfast Stout.
Imperial Hazelnut Breakfast Stout.
So we barrel-aged. It's a lot. We barrel-aged Rush Hour, we barrel-aged a stout, and we barrel-aged Hazelnut, the autumnness, and we blended those three and infused fresh coffee into it. So
wow.
It is.
That's a lot of work, sounds like. It is
amazing. Yeah.
No. You lost me at two job. Things.
Not my job.
That's not my department.
Well, that's the thing.
I just do barrels.
The brewers get, I mean, they do their daily job and they get it down to, you know, like a system, and they start cutting corners and getting things done fast and, you know, doing too good of a job. So then we go, okay, so we want to blend these barrels with these barrels and put fresh coffee in it. And they go, that's going to take like 2 days. And we're just like, yeah, cool. Get to
work. Yeah, they do that thinking you'll be like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. That's going to take like 2 days, guys. So maybe, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Fuck.
Yep.
We should have sold that as being harder.
Well, what if we just, we want to blend it this way. No, just take care of it.
Can we just get some extract? Nope.
Not gonna happen.
This is rush day, damn it.
Don't you know?
So last year we had people in line as early as like 8:45 in the morning. And
you open at what?
11.
Yeah.
So there will be bottle limits, will taper off, you know, the first, you know, X amount can buy this much, the second can buy that much, and after that, if there is a third tier, I don't know if we'll hit or not.
But
it just depends what you want to do, what you want.
There we go. Hope we get some out of towners coming in for rush day. And we are semi sort of planning on having a booth there.
I don't know.
We may have to go to Home Depot before that.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. It's a crazy weekend.
So look for maybe that.
As long as nobody shows up and buys 54 bottles of one beer and then tries to sell it for
$80. Yeah. Don't be that jerk. Don't be that guy. All right.
You know what I'm saying.
I think it's time to open up a new beer before we go to voicemail.
We don't have anything over here.
Oh, you don't? This one I've been wanting to get on the podcast for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Stone, sorry, not sorry. Ooh. IPA. The collab from Stone. It's their one of their collabs. They love to do the collabs.
The collabs.
Four Hands. Stone and Bale Breaker, unabashedly unashamed of our obsession with hops. Imperial IPA brewed with peaches. It's a peach IPA, basically.
Was it millions of peaches?
Peaches for free.
I love gold.
Where did you find such beer?
It's in town now. It's pretty prevalent in town right now.
I don't get out much.
I did see it on a shelf. I kind of glanced over it. I was like, is that a... Because they all kind of have the same font and layout.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I kind of just glazed over
it. It looks the same as the carrot beer one.
Yeah. Ooh.
So it's easy to
carry on.
Overlook and think, oh, that's probably the carrot beer.
Carry on. That's a good beer.
Carry on.
My way.
It used to be. I will never have it again, sadly.
Oh, God damn it.
Golden Ooh. Road owned by Miller.
This is reminding me of
Bud Miller.
This reminded me of some like Fresh Buku, maybe some Blazing World.
Oh yeah, very modern times esque. I mean, very some other San Diego brewery.
Wow. Stone's like, oh, modern times.
Is fucking good.
Ooh. Prophecy, do you ever see Modern Times collabing with anybody?
They haven't done any? I would think, why wouldn't they?
I bet everybody hates them, so nobody would ever play with them. They're like the kid nobody plays with.
Yeah, but they have.
They're rock stars, though.
From my understanding, there's
that's like this, why everybody hates them.
I mean,
how do you be a brand new brewery and be better than everybody else in your first year?
Well, I mean, they have to have a couple of good brewers that are seasoned. Mm-hmm, so there's that. So that's kind of a collab. And then I know they have, don't they have recipe development with like some amazing homebrewer recipe guy in San Diego or so? I thought that they were kind of, maybe Greg from SD Beer Talk can validate me, but I thought, yeah, like some of their recipes were developed by this guy that's known for doing that.
No, yeah. I mean, obviously they've found some secret to, you know, I mean, they've said before that they hired the best artist they could to develop their labeling, and that's why it's a hit.
But, or
and I'm sure the beers are the same. You know, they've had to have found somebody to develop these amazing recipes.
I thought somebody once said, like, the guy who developed Grapefruit Sculpin with Ballast Point, he was the one that brews for Modern Time or some crazy rumor or something. Fuck, I don't know. The beer's good. That's what I know.
They got damn good beer. Yeah, you didn't know. Modern Times rules all beer. And this is, I'm enjoying this. Sorry, not sorry.
It is very nice.
I wish I would have used a bigger glass.
It's better than the Enjoy Oops, By.
I used my big glass.
Voicemail line 559-492-0542. That is a voicemail line we'd like for you, the listener of the Perfect Pour, to call us with anything you have indie beer related. And here is our first voicemail of the week.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
No.
I'm driving!
Scotty B.
I just listened to the episode with Kane.
Yeah.
And I must say, that was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I like all the talk about Mosaic so much. I think I might have to sing, oh, Mosaic, oh, Mosaic.
Oh, Mosaic, oh, Mosaic.
Oh, Mosaic, oh, Mosaic. Hop me, oh, Mosaic. Ooh, hop me, oh, Mosaic.
Wow.
Wow. So anyway, I was thinking sometime in the near future, that you should have me on the show again. There's a certain someone that I think should be on the show too, but I haven't talked to him about it, so I'm not going to say his name. It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise.
We'll see. I'll see what he says if he wants to be on the show. If you want to have me back, if you want to have somebody on the show that I don't think he's been on the show before. Now I got your wheels turning.
He's a big. I think he's a big time warthog guy.
But I'm not saying who he is.
Oh.
Gonna be a surprise. Got it?
All right.
Also, I'm gonna make sure that I mention you on social media. I mean, I mention you when I talk to people
all
the freaking time in person, but
that's better,
I gotta make sure I mention you because I know how much that warmed your heart when Corinne, that's her name, mentioned you on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make sure to do that. Guys. I'm driving.
When the beer wench retweeted one of our posts, and that was you know
the love.
She has lots of followers, but I just still word of mouth still beats out social media. I mean, do everything you can to help us out, promote the show. Word of mouth is still trumps everything.
So, number one.
Scotty B, you're doing God's word. Scotty B, man. Highly appreciate Scotty B.
A mission from God.
I was hoping he'd secretly spill who was going to bring it.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, oh, he's going to mess up. I say, because
there's a prominent member of the Warthogs that has never been on. I'm thinking he's referencing that, but I don't know. Who else would he be referencing?
His father, because his father's Santa Claus.
I thought he was talking about Dave.
Yeah, at first I thought I was talking about Dave. I was like, we know Dave. Dave can be on anytime he wants.
Are you new here?
Valentaria. No, I think it's somebody in Warthogs. That's my guess, Scotty B. What do you think?
I don't know.
Voicemails.
Hey, guys, it's Diamond.
Diamond.
So, again, I backlogged a bunch of your shows. My bad.
Sorry, you can binge.
But yes, I will stop the campaign for founders.
We did it. You did it, Diamond.
Nice tip to the hat to those fellas. Whoever runs their Twitter account, every time I'm on there and I put something in my check-in with my untapped, about 80% of the time they respond, which for respect. A big brewery like that, I do think that's cool. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Another thing, I'm in the middle of your Ballast Point. It's over!
Over! Ballast Point's over! And
so you're telling me that they're making a brewery in Michigan, and I'm going to be blessed with open,
yep.
and now I can't drink
it. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep. Sorry, Diamond. Can't drink it. No, Bearded Brewer says you can.
I don't know what to say. Don't. Kind of teared up.
Come on, Diamond.
I know. His,
he's a little very
he's clamped. Just going to sit there and watch the construction and go, no!
He should pick it.
You pick it.
Founders beer.
Founders has some sort of backing.
I just don't know, mm-hmm. guys. Sad. It's very, very sad.
It's going to be all right, Diamond.
And also that...
You don't have to tell
IPA,
us.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I have a buddy that drinks a bunch of Sam Adams. And he's like, it's good, it's good. And I'm like, I don't think I can. Ballast Point and all this craft beer buying Armageddon that's going on this year and hopefully slows down in the next few years. But I
telling me.
Doubt it will.
I'm putting negative energy out to listeners, apparently.
I agree with Mikey. That line is getting very blurry.
Yep.
A lot of people are just going to settle and say, it's beer.
No, but fuck them.
I support you, Mikey. If I would have been Thank on Twitter Diamond. That day, I would have been in your corner.
Help me out with Jeremy Douchebag.
So, cheers. And
Jeremy Douchebag Boulevard.
Later.
Thank you, Diamond.
So, what he just compared this year to...
I feel for him, though. Like, they're, like, building a Ballast Point fucking distribution, whatever, around there. And, like, no, I can't have it.
There's going to be one in every city.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
I will allow Diamond. Like,
I think I he feel should that. Try one.
Yeah. I think he no, should try like, one that's messed up for them to finally build it and have Sculpin by his house and then not have it. That's messed up.
All I'm saying is if a tree falls, that's all I'm saying.
Right. Just don't tell us, Diamond. Yeah. You'll be all right.
You don't have to tell the world.
No. Just have it.
Have it. Enjoy it.
It's not like cheating on your wife or something. Just drink it. Don't tell us.
This is all I picture when you said craft beer Armageddon.
Just the Aerosmith
song. Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler
just,
DJs.
Just Bruce Willis sitting there.
Take care of my baby.
Steven Tyler's daughter. Better take care of her.
Take care of her now.
This is Diamond watching the building of the Ballast Point plant. He's just on the overlooking it on the cliff.
Uh-huh.
Just
sunset
like,
every day after yeah. work.
It's that magic hour sunset over the Ballast Point Brewery.
It's also next to a toxic waste dump, so the sky's extra green and blue. Slow clap.
Here it comes. Start crying, everyone.
Air drums.
Fist in the air.
You're just singing to a habanero scoping bottle right now. He's just looking, I don't want to miss a thing.
No, they're not built yet, so he's singing into his Rebel IPA.
Yeah. No,
he's looking at the Rebel IPA going, you're not good enough.
You're not good enough.
Look what you got to keep up.
Oh, man. See what you've done, Ballast Point.
Craft Beer Armageddon.
Still voicemails, man. Man, we should just be a voicemail podcast.
Hello, Perfect Four.
Nish.
It's Andreas from Bakersfield.
Hey.
Hot-blooded.
Yes.
Again on this dead horse, the whole macro buying craft brewery issue.
Keep beating on it.
I guess the more I've thought about it, you know?
No.
I don't really have that big a problem.
Ah, I heard right. it. I can hear it in his voice already.
Firestone. I don't really have that big a problem with Heineken buying Lagunitas. I think my real issue is probably with AB InBev more than anything else.
Yeah.
Reason being is because, you know, Duvel and Heineken didn't go out of their way to make some stupid fucking commercial about people like me who like to fuss over their beer, mm-hmm. their yep. pumpkin ales and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'll freely admit, I'm one of those guys. I fuss over beer.
We're having a peach IPA right now.
Smell it 50 times and think about what's in it and think about how they did that and let it warm up.
It's called being an awesome geek.
I enjoy it. It's a passion of mine.
It's called being rad. Try it sometime.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell me in one ear how silly I am for doing that and then whisper in my other ear, but we're going to go ahead and buy those breweries and then you can just buy those beers from us. That doesn't really work for me. A little hypocritical there.
Green.
Clearly, they saw some value in Elysian and Golden Road and St. Archer. So, I can't risk giving those breweries another one of my dollars for fear that that dollar is going to go towards making another stupid fucking commercial about how silly I am again. So, that's kind of where I weigh in on that. Now, when it comes to Ballast Point, that was kind of heartbreaking because obviously they make a lot of great beers.
Yeah. And I don't want to close my eyes.
You argue, well, it's Constellation Brewing. The question is, the more you dig into it, would Constellation even exist if it wasn't for a little help from AB InBev? That you can decide on your own. You know, if you're one of those people who doesn't think about any of those things, doesn't fuss over beer, then you're probably not going to have any idea what the hell I was just talking about. And that's fine, too. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. What do you guys think? My two cents. Anyway, I got a beer name for the beer game.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, beer bro.
Lose something, bro. Later, guys.
Lose Great something, work. Bro? Where's that from?
Mm-hmm. It's a Modern Times beer.
Oh, it's a Modern Times.
The description is dank and sticky. and it's called
Lose Something, bro.
Car keys.
It's dank and sticky. Is it an amber or is it a pale? Car keys.
Lose Something, bro. Lose car keys. Bro. It's a peach boysenberry wheat.
That sounds terrible. Peach boysenberry and wheat.
Peach boysenberry
wheat. Lose something, bro.
You know what, Mikey? You know what?
I'm just glad I'm getting more backing this week. Keep calling in with more backing. Miss thing. I'm gonna go out in front of Ballast Point, who just got robbed, by the way, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad everyone's okay. Apparently somebody thought that the $1 billion was in the register at Ballast Point.
They got $1 billion. Let's go down there and rob them. They got $1 billion.
They literally got robbed, their restaurant. Somebody went in the back door after they're closed and robbed them. But I'm gonna go outside of Ballast Point with a boombox over my head and play that now.
Like Say Anything.
Yep, just like Say
John
Anything.
John Cusack style.
I'm just gonna put the boombox over my head. Somebody's gonna look out and say, "What's it? What's that guy? You see that guy out there?
Oh, this guy's here.
This guy's here."
Aerosmith is over. Ballads are over. So you want some sad news?
What could be more sad than an Aerosmith song?
Guess who owns Omegang?
Uh-oh. What did we just do? What did we just do? Don't tell us.
It's not completely terrible.
Oh, no.
It's they are now brothers with Firestone Walker.
Oh.
Duvel Moore.
Duvel.
Duvel Moore is the parent company.
Of yeah. Brewery. See, like, I've heard that Duvel is, like, basically Europe's Budweiser. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
They're the nice guy here.
Right. Here, we're just like, oh, Duvel. That's cool. Duvel's cool. I like Duvel. So, yeah, if you're a European listener who's just like, you guys are full of shit. You won't drink AB InBev beer, but you'll drink Duvel beer? Then tell us, because then I'll stop.
I threaten you. There's 2 minutes and 49 seconds left of this song.
No, yeah.
We'll get through it by the time of this podcast. All right,
more voicemails. More voicemails, we're still here.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Paul.
I've got one word for you. Yum.
Oh, did he get a Paraba Java?
Bacon style.
Oh, wait. Bacon style. There's a follow-up voicemail here.
Paraba Java.
Okay. I have no idea why I just hung up there. Maybe I like the dramatic pause.
Yes.
Anyway, five more words for you regarding that one word. Grand Teton's Pursuit of Hoppiness.
Oh.
An Imperial Red Ale.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I've had this one before.
Brewers, interesting.
Teton's? What?
Spot, I don't think, like it did this time, though. Man, a lot of times those Imperial Red Ales can be a little too syrupy for me, but the hops are ever-present in this one. And it's a delicious beer, perfect for the cold weather. So I don't know if you get their beers down there, but if you see it, grab it. Well worth it.
I've had a couple Grand Tetons.
Beers worth grabbing. Excuse I have me? Beers to yeah. send to you guys because it's from a small brewery up here that I'm pretty sure that you will not be able to get. And
yeah?
I'm curious about your take on them. But I don't know where to send them. I got a box all ready to go.
Uh-oh.
So tell me the address. And for all the other listeners out there who might want to send you things.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just a numbskull and you've talked about that before. But
no.
Tell us all again.
You just got to email us.
And there will message, be beer please. Coming your way shortly.
Private us.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Privates us.
Make private, and we will accept beer.
Yeah, no, seriously. Message us. We'll give you the business address to come straight to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes straight to the podcast from there.
So. Yeah. It's downtown Fresno. Hint. Spoiler alert.
DTF.
DTF. Are you DTF?
Are you?
That was voicemails, 559-492-0542. I am just, every week, just overjoyed about the voicemails, even if they are about Ballast Point and they depress me. Oh, man. Sculpin. I might never have a Sculpin again.
You might never. Situation,
bro. Can you believe that?
Remember, it's a situation beer now.
Remember how Grapefruit Sculpin was everything in your life? You might not have it again.
A brief moment in time when it was all
gosh.
That you ever wanted.
Oh, God.
I did kind of fear. I don't remember my exact words, but I do remember when, like, Sculpin.
I don't want to close my eyes.
I don't want to close my eyes. By the way, don't try that. Next time you're in bed with a woman, just sit there and stare at her. I don't want to close my eyes.
I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't want to miss a thing. Don't do that. Don't do
For
that.
Some reason,
not 1992.
I see some commentary from Teehee about this episode with that song being in here. I don't know why. I don't know why if he closed his
I'll
eyes.
Ask him tomorrow.
I don't know if he missed anything.
Tomorrow.
But
flowing with famous.
But I just foresee him just going, you know what? I'm going to talk about this right now. And he goes a little teehee on us.
Are you going to go teehee? That's a new segment.
But I remember there was a point
Do
in time.
Do you even teehee, bro?
When Sculpin just got into 7-Eleven. And we were kind of talking about that. And we were the Ballast Point's kind of hitting everywhere in town. And we're just like, is that
What's
a good
that
thing or a bad
about?
Thing? But I think we settled with like, if somebody goes into a 7-Eleven and they pick up a six pack of Sculpin, that's not a bad thing just because they're picking up a good beer. It's sad that everybody's getting this beer, but they're picking up a good beer. And now it's...
Man, see the ramifications. It's getting Remy. So... Being caught drinking.
Is he trying to tangent the tangenters?
Hey, don't you tangent us, Bitter Brewer.
We're professionals. No,
you're going to go get a beer. We got time to kill.
Somebody get on there Untapped. Tell us something interesting that they've had this week.
Well, since it was Thanksgiving, but not Thanksgiving, how does that work? Because
it was past Thanksgiving.
It was past Thanksgiving, but I never talked about the beers I had on my Thanksgiving. Check.
Hello?
Fridge Mike.
It's working. It's twerking. You can't see anything in there. Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Beers.
Beer.
I like beer. Beer is good.
I like beer.
Nick,
beer
what is are you good.
Telling us
stuff. So, somebody brought some Modern Times to Thanksgiving. It was called Fortune Island with grapefruit zest.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Black House. It's like, you brought the Black House.
Well, this one really awesome dude brought some Black House to Thanksgiving. This dude is fucking rad and awesome and rad awesome all at the same time.
So, yes.
But then there was a Fortune Island with grapefruit zest, which was pretty fucking cool.
So good.
What else did we have at Thanksgiving? We also had some Sherman, but I'll let the brother tell us what kind of Sherman that was, because I can't remember.
Got a little warm and fuzzy by that time.
Yeah, we were also drinking whiskey.
Whoa. Whiskey. I do not approve.
You know how this, sorry, not sorry was a four hands?
Sorry, not sorry.
We were having some Four Roses.
But then I got to do some holiday day drinking at the Tioga Sequoia.
Aww.
With some fella that goes by the handle of Tony Bags.
Tony Bags! You actually got to go down?
Yeah, it happened. He does have a mustache. And a
his
hat.
Mustache is real.
It's real. He had some beers on... how'd you say it? In the chamber?
How you say it? In the chamber?
So he's like, hey, go pick one out for the next round. I said, okay. And then I got one that he got in a trade because of the name. And I also liked it because of the name. It's called I Love Lamp.
It's amazing.
What? It's called I Love Lamp?
I Love Lamp.
That's awesome.
Pineapple Hefeweizen.
And it worked. It fucking worked.
Yeah.
For Nick, though?
Wait,
you picked it out?
The pineapple.
Did you see that was
barely
Hef?
Overshadowed the banana.
Oh.
But the name was
you,
so.
Wait, he said go pick out a beer, and you picked out a Hefeweizen? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. But well, the am name I really was shit-faced? So cool. I could not pick it.
And what brewery is it from?
Damn it. Unfortunately, I did not check it in. Sorry. I just remember the name. Yeah.
Wow.
I love Lamp.
they're just fuck it. Every name's been used. I love Lamp.
Let's just go way off.
let's just use a simple sentence.
Evil Genius Beer Company is the name. Evil Genius Beer Company.
Like, they're just like, let's just make a simple sentence and that will be the beer name.
So,
yeah, Evil Genius is, I want to say that's the one we had one of their beers.
Okay.
I brought one back from the New Jersey.
I believe you're right.
I want to have a quick.
Right there, that one with the E?
Yeah, that's it. Crooked E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quick tangent. So every beer.
No, you're not allowed to tangent.
Every beer name being taken, Bert brought this. It brought this to me today. Never put two and two together, never investigated it. Firestone Walker Sakaba.
Mm-hmm.
What is Sakaba backwards and or forwards? Abacus.
Okay.
Oh, which was Math. Originally what it was called, right?
Yes, but they couldn't because there's another brewer that has Abacus.
Oh, yeah. Who has Abacus? Some other brewer.
Yeah. Way to be on top of things over there.
The other brewery is...
But I don't do that. The other brewery... Aerosmith Brewing Company.
Sorry.
I don't want to fall asleep.
Is that Deschutes?
Zoots, maybe.
No, it's Abyss.
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 It's an abyss.
It's a black licorice abyss.
Don't want to bounce.
You will never be a ninja after this.
I miss you. I miss you, Bowles Point, and I don't want to miss a thing, but I miss you. That's all I'm saying.
But that's just the thing. I've never noticed that or knew that was the thing or...
It's a thing.
But so
so I finally had... I've been saving my narwhal.
Oh, your narwhal.
And I finally cracked it open.
Wait, is this year's narwhal?
Yeah, this year's just regular old narwhal.
Just regular old 2015 narwhal.
We're saving the BA narwhal for Thanksgiving.
Oh, ooh, I might have to show for
that. You might just have to show for that. I might have to show for that. But narwhal's drinking pretty nice. It's a good beer.
Do the narwhals taste like narwhals?
Ah, yes. They do.
Wow. So that's an advice to everyone. Narwhals are going well this year.
Bye, Mr. Narwhal. Bye, buddy.
Was that all the year been caught?
I imparted some Carl Strauss peanut butter cup porter on my in-laws, and they loved it.
Oh, see those, I want to call it a gimmick beer.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty solid beer, but like all those seem to really impress the non-beer geek beer people.
Yeah, well, see, yeah.
Like they're like, yeah. Oh my God, this is fun.
They're getting beer geekier. I keep secretly sneaking in these cooler and cooler beers and they don't know it. But my father-in-law is now fully hooked on Stone's Russian Imperial Stout. That's nice. His looking out for. He's like, if you ever see this beer, just buy me like a case and I'll pay you back. Like, yeah, so they're slowly becoming more and more into the craft beer.
Yeah, I did that with the peanut butter cup, like with people that don't normally geek out. I'm like, oh, you got to smell. Like, just smell it. Yeah. Smell it before you taste it. Tell me what that is.
Yeah.
Like, not with them not knowing what I'm even pouring them. Just like, smell that and
you told me.
Tell me what it is. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the fun things with those beers.
Yeah, we did not start out with that beer, though. I saved that for after the, that was a dessert beer. After dinner and after all the other beers.
Good choice.
Yeah. Didn't kill their palate right away.
Yeah, you want to do that.
So that was my holiday bin cod drinking.
Ooh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show for the first time ever on this show from Beechwood Brewing. Thrill Seeker IPA. A bottle of Beechwood. How did we come across this?
Oh, you want to know something? Had it.
Had it.
Tony Bags brought one to the beer garden.
Oh, whatever.
So you might as well just throw it away.
Garbage.
I'll just keep it to myself then.
Personal beer fest.
Hey, personal beer fest.
That's
for
a generous
me.
Pour there for
Oops,
yourself.
I used my big glass.
Well, you've already had it.
Big glass.
It's officially big glass time. Everybody whip out your big glasses.
Oh, you want to do that? I'm going to do my can glass.
Oh, can glass. Looks like I got a nonic.
This was just as good as it was on the weekend.
Smells delicious.
Are we still doing bin, bin cup?
Bearded Brewer, what you been caught drinking?
I don't want to close my eyes.
I could keep. There's still some of the song left. We got to get through it.
No way.
Fun as
we still got more show to do. We can't. We gotta have that waiting. as a threat.
We got to have it in the chamber.
Yep.
There it is. Have one in the chamber. That's what I was trying to
always have one in the chamber.
Always have one in the chamber.
Always have one in the chamber. That's my advice.
So, Firefall Red.
We named the dog Indiana.
I thought I was going, you know, I thought hop season was over for me, and I thought I was going to stouts, but I've been in a red mode. Anything red has been coming my way, and I've loved it.
You always love red.
Yeah, I know. So Firefall, I've been drinking a bunch of those, and I'm hoping that they become, I hope they grow smaller packaging, maybe, 2016.
Uh-oh.
I didn't say anything. And then me and Dave Renteria, we decided that we hated family, and the day after Thanksgiving, while everybody
was shopping.
Did you
hear that, Nick? He just said he hated family.
Yeah, I didn't invite him.
Your brother just said he hates family.
So on Black Friday, me and Dave Renteria went up to Oakhurst, and we went to Southgate.
Nice.
And I texted.
Good move.
When Rick was like, oh, if you're ever coming up, just text me, let me know. And I texted him and was like, hey, dude, it's Black Friday. We're going up to the mountain. We want to get away from people. He's all, be aware that it's Black Friday, we're going to be fucking busy. They're about as busy as they normally are, which is pretty fucking busy.
Be aware. Don't tell me to be aware. That's my place. I tell you to be aware.
But, I mean, you go in there, it's not much room, and it is busy all the time. Mm-hmm. They have music shows there. I'd hate to see how busy it is for that, but I didn't fear it. I was like, I'm hungry. I need beer. We're going up there.
I'm going up there. I got Friday. It's time.
So we had garlic fries.
Yeah.
And then I had the pulled pork sandwich, which was fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
And to wash that down, I had the Glacier Point Pale Ale.
Nice.
And then we were given a sip of their Imperial Red, which was the Tomahawk. And that was so good.
Oh.
I even brought a growler back.
Yeah.
But it didn't make it to the podcast.
Oh, wah, 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 wah.
Sorry. So Firefall Tomahawk Glacier Point. As the brother said, we had the Fortunate Island with grapefruit zest. We had the triple dry hop Sherman with Simcoe hops. I did bring a bottle of that out to the Hizzle, the House on the Hizzle.
House on the Hizzle.
Which is the hill. No, I know some people Hizzle means house, but you know. And then before the brother got there, it was just me and the stepbrother-in-law, Chris. I don't know.
Sure, that works.
Because it's our stepsister's husband. So
yeah,
let's just say stepbrother-in-law.
Stepbrother-in-law.
Me and him were just like, he's just like, so your cousin, your brother going to show up? And I was just like, I don't know.
You're like, get out of my face, bro.
And I'm all, they have the dual families. They have to do this and that. And
Thanksgiving's over.
So this guy's at Thanksgiving. Oh, it's over.
So me and him split a West Coast IPA, which, hey, he brought a West Coast. I'll split a West Coast with anybody,
man.
It's a fucking good Green Flash.
Nobody's bought them.
And then he's all,
they buy other things.
And then he's all, I want to sip on my favorite Ninkasi beer. And I was like, dude, say no more.
I'll let you leave you alone.
And he brought out Total Domination. So, yes.
Total Domination.
So I was like, fucking hey, yeah, I'll split these beers with you. You know, let's do it.
Yeah. Now we're bonding, bro.
Yeah.
Now we're really brothers.
We're brothers.
We're brothers.
You like limos with jacuzzi?
You like limos with jacuzzi too?
And I think sipped on a couple of golden ales. There were a couple of tamaracks floating around.
Whoa.
Just all around.
Cutting you off, dude. You're getting crazy. Talking about tamaracks.
Holiday season's all about
tamaracks. Talking about amber ales. And you're losing me, bro. You're losing me. I had a toaster pastry from 21st Amendment on draft for the first time. I wasn't. This was at a Eureka Burger.
Ah, very nice.
I wasn't so much of a fan of it out of the can when we had it here before, but on draft I was okay with it. I did not have too much of a problem with that. I think because before where I had in my mind the toaster pastry. I'm thinking Pop-Tart in my mind.
Yeah.
But that's not what really they did or they're necessarily going for.
That's where they're brewing now, yeah. Right?
So once I had that out of my head where I just drank it without expectations, it was tasted better.
Not a strawberry pop. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ooh,
what? Beer pairing.
Uh-oh.
IPAs and Pop-Tarts.
Yes. Everyone should. Pop-Tarts are amazing. That's why they're like fucking 600. They're like a day's worth of calories if you have to. Burnside Brewing from Oregon. Sunsplash Kolsch.
Wow.
Yes. This was part of the brother-in-law bring up. Bring down.
Bring down.
A Kolsch.
Bring down the mountain. Kolsch
is excellent. Bring excellent. Gigantic IPA from Gigantic Brewing. See more more holiday drinking.
We haven't had any Gigantic in a while.
Back in Black from 21st Amendment, that 12-pack, that variety 12-pack they got the floating variety. Around right now.
Yeah.
The Black IPA. Cascadian Dark Ale. And I've had a Panic IPA 6-pack I've been sipping on.
I need to pick cans. Up on that. I've been, the Panic was,
yeah, in cans.
The Panic went back and forth for me. I want to go back to Slow Roll.
Slow Roll is nice. Yeah, I need to get another 6-pack of that. And some 1500 Pale from Drake's.
Oh, yeah, the sister was sipping on one of those.
Yeah, we bought that because our uncle from, Idaho/Montana was in town and we were figuring he would dig that. And so he didn't end up coming over here. So we've just been sipping on that. That's what I've been caught drinking. Now let's look out for some beers. This is a little heads up for you, the listener of the Perfect Pour, and for us, the people on the Perfect Pour, to look out for some beers to look out for. Nothing from Ballast Point.
Nothing from Ballast Point.
There's a minute 34 left of the song. We got to get through it.
You can't do it. All right, well, I'll go get a beer. Oh, the fridge mic is on.
It's hot.
It's hot. Look out. What do you got to look out for, Nick?
I'd like to personally thank Mike Sardina for never telling me about this beer. It's made by Alpine. Alpine Beer Company.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Great Odin's Raven. It's a stout. The hoppiest brewery on earth makes a stout. And it's it looks delicious. And I can't tell if this is something they make currently or if this is an old bottle, but it's a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout from Alpine. It sounds so delicious.
I want it.
And I bet it's hoppy, much like Old Rasputin is a hoppy stout. That's what I'm imagining when I see this beer. It's very hoppy, very bourbon barrel-y, very needs to be in my mouth. That's what she said. Very much needs to be in my possession. I must have this beer.
It must have. What's the name of it again?
Odin's Raven.
Odin's Raven.
Yes.
Which is not necessarily an Anchorman quote. It could have existed before.
It does sound, yeah.
Odin's Raven has been a thing, but...
San Diego, Odin's Raven.
But
both an Anchorman.
In 2004, Anchorman did spawn quite a bit of amazing quotes.
So are you saying quite Will amazing. Ferrell's secretly a craft beer drinker? Like, can you find him randomly at Alpine?
What is it? Anchorman 2, he went to what's that one tavern in...
Blind Lady?
Yeah, Blind Lady Ale House. While they were filming, he went to Blind Lady Ale House, and they went to him and said, oh, you want to make a beer? Like, he's like, yeah, whatever. They made a beer. Somebody made a beer with Will Ferrell. Damn it. I think we've even had it on the
I don't think he understood what they were saying.
Yeah, probably not. But All I'm saying is he's been to Blind Lady Ale House. Man. He's drank craft beer. How about looking out for Oscar Blues has a beer called Hot Box. It is a coffee porter. Yeah. Hot Box.
Hot Box, bro.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
That's a hot box. We used to say that for, yeah, never mind.
Reasons.
For reasons. 6.4, 30 IBU. It's an English German roast. Nuts, creme brulee notes, cocoa, caramel. It's a limited release. It's in cans. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to make it to Fresno, but it's called Hot Box from Oscar Blues.
Is this the San Diego beer you're talking about? Let me play the video.
When I'm not too busy being a big-time Hollywood phony, I like to come out here to Davenport, sit on my favorite log, and crack open a ice-cold old Milwaukee. Something I do. Well, truth be told, I've never been to Davenport. It's not my first time, but it's something I want to do, you know? I mean, it looks like something it'd be fun to do. Here, sit on a log and drink old Milwaukee.
Was that what you're talking about, Mikey?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's the beer. That was exactly it.
As you were.
Green Flash has an IPA called Jolly Folly. It's a spicy, hop, piney, citrus, tropical. Obviously, a fallish beer.
Folly
IPA.
Is this a post-Chuck Silva beer?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm over
I think it.
It
is. Over it.
It's over.
Green Flash, over it.
So, fucking Tony Bags alluded that he will live...
Fucking Tony Bags.
He will live on the same paper route as Chuck Silva.
Ooh.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
He's up there in the slow...
Paso.
Oh, Paso.
Yeah. Anyways, as you were.
Damn it. Same paper route, huh?
Same paper route. I won't say how close that is.
$2.
$2. $2. Watch out for kids and BMX bikes.
Yeah. And the 80s, apparently.
Yeah, and the 80s. This month, the last release from Modern Times in December, Mega Fortunate Islands, double IPA.
Mega
Fortunate Islands.
Oh yeah, it's
in bottles. It's in bottles. It's possible. I'm putting it out there for us. Maybe it can somehow find its way.
Big game
to the perfect pour.
Mega Fortunate Islands. You want to get in the ring?
From Founders Project Pam. It is a black IPA, maple syrup. I don't really care because there's bourbon barrels involved.
Yes.
Maple syrup, bourbon barrels. It's a 10.8%. It's a limited release, but they are bottling it. We have everybody in California now has lots of Founders, so maybe we'll see this Project Pam. Sounds like know. Nick. Like this is Nick's alley. That's it's an tasty. IPA that's been bourbon barrel aged.
I'll try it.
With maple syrup.
But see, Founders still does stuff like their Canadian breakfast out that we never see.
Oh,
we've got
they have
KBS.
A Canadian breakfast out?
Yeah. We get KBS, but we never get their CBS.
So it's just like heavy maple syrup?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's supposed to be aged in handcrafted maple syrup barrels.
I think I want that.
Which I think were aged in
I'll ignore the Budweiser.
Bourbon beer.
Yeah.
Maple syrup aged in beer barrels, that is then beers aged in maple syrup barrels.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
But I'm lost now.
Yeah. Okay.
You're doing like common
core. In other words, I'm in.
Doing common core math.
Common core math.
And what's
how many
happening?
Fives are in this
what's
group
happening?
Of seven?
Yeah. How many? If you took away five from this group of 10 and added three to the other group.
You're still fucked.
I don't know what happened.
MacGyver, your way out of this, Quebec.
Quebec. Anything you guys, any more looking out for beers before we move on to cheers? All right. Apparently not.
Audience says no.
The audience says no. There's one more beer to open up.
What?
I love the gold.
But there's two
I love gold.
some more Oregon Hall.
Oregon Hall?
Hall or hole?
Oregon Paul.
Or, oh, yeah. I guess hole would be grain.
Hole.
Hulling Whoa. Something.
Whoa. I just spilled all over my Tioga Sequoia zip-up pullover hoodie.
Getting rammy over there.
Hopworks Urban Brewers, also known as Hub. You IPA cool. in Portland, Oregon's Hub Hopworks IPA. We're doing the IPA
heavy. Say it one but more this time. Is in a bottle.
There you go.
This is not a can. This is a bottle.
I know. We're used to Hub having a can.
Yeah.
This is from a bomber.
Boomer.
Boomer. It might have fallen away.
Nope.
No, Very it's at end. The end. Hub. IPA. Hubbub. So we have had this once on the show.
Why so cloudy, bro?
We're still getting IPAs in December. I yep. like that.
I like
One
it.
Clean glass for the
It morning. Is cloudy as hell.
Did you agitate with vigor?
Hub is highly respected.
Ooh, they got Portland a bike area. Chain. Are they bikers?
Yeah. Well, it's Portland.
Yeah.
Mikey, just
Fixies
for,
are over.
Speaking of falling cans, you might want to attend to that Maui Brewing coconut.
He's looking at there's a Maui Brewing can that looks like it's dying to fall off.
It's waiting
over.
For somebody to walk under it and go, dunk.
In our rafters in the studio. That doesn't know.
You didn't say, tell your mom to put a bra on.
If you don't know, our rafters in the studio has cans of our Conquest cans.
It's very nice. Cans.
Taped to the rafters.
Falling cans.
And they fall off all the time because they don't have proper tape on them. So
dunk is the sound it makes on yeah. your skull.
It's producer Becky a couple times have fallen on her and she was like expressing to me how like scary that is. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then one night it happened to me where you're just sitting here enjoying a beer, you know, on your phone. Just, dunk. It's completely quiet, middle of the night, and then clunk. Yeah, come from out of nowhere, as far as you're concerned, a can just hits your head.
That's a good like, song, though.
What the hell just happened? And it's jarring. It's jarring.
Who All knows right. that?
Time for cheers. Cheers to Oscar Fuentes from Peeves.
Who?
Nice. Oscar is he's now... Maybe Bearded Brewer can explain this. Oscar is going to start his own brewery, or he's going to work for a brewery. He's going to be a professional brewer.
So there's...
From Peace Public House here in a craft beer bar / gastropub here in town. He's now moving on to brew beer somewhere.
So there's... I could butcher this. Up towards... You go past Kerman, you know, you take
Kerman.
Mendota.
Is it Mendota?
Fireball. Mendota's the one out there, out the west of Kerman.
It's not Mendota. Is it Coalinga or Coarse Gold? I think it's out towards Coalinga.
Coalinga is out in the side of the east or western side of the valley in the foothills.
So anyways,
Coastal
there's,
range.
There's a winery out there that has, it's kind of like, it has all this infrastructure and you can kind of just come in, you can kind of gypsy or whatever. And
okay.
Whether you want to do lab skills, whether you want to make spirits, whether you want to make wine, whether you want to make beer. And from my understanding, he's kind of going out there and he's been learning how to brew. He knows how to brew. He's been home brewing. He's been doing all these things for the past couple of months. And it's from my understanding, it's taken up so much of his time that he's as Craig put it, he's graduating into this brewing position and, you know, he wants to brew, he wants to have a brewery and he wants to go and do that. And then from my understanding, bring it back to downtown. So,
oh, that's good news. I had JVox give me a sample of his session IPA. It was fucking excellent.
Right.
So I'm excited about this.
Yeah,
so.
If you've ever been to Peeves, you know the beer list was solid. So Oscar knows beer, he likes beer, and I know he can brew beer. So it's a thing.
So cheers to Oscar for that. Cheers to Brian from SD Beer Talk, because on his views about the whole Ballast Point thing, he's making me feel better too. Because his views are the same. It's just like, basically now it's just like, hey, great. You want to make money, get your money, get paid. That's awesome. But I no longer can support you. I'm going to support an indie brewer now. Like, mm-hmm. you had your time. Now you're gone. I'm going to spend my money is going to an indie brewer, a craft brewer. I'm not going to spend money on you anymore. I'm not hating on you. You did great. You got your money. You're out, but I'm going to stay here and spend my money on indie brewers. So that's the philosophy I'm at now. So cheers and cheers to Irv Hernandez, Dustin Rocha, Junebug, and Ben Gonzalez. Untapped. If you can find me on tap as Dorktown, and make sure to use this hashtag indie beer if you're on the social medias. And perfectportpod.com is our website and our blog. If you can go there, and you can also give us an iTunes reviews. Like, cheers to by. I don't know if this name is just he made this up or if this is supposed to be mean something, but it's gave us. We got a 5-star review from RNMBMW. I think maybe it's supposed to be something. I'm just not smart enough to do it, but he gave us a nice 5-star review on nice. iTunes. So, cheers. To remember. Any cheers you guys have?
My two cheers are out to Tony Bax. I mean, he came to the beer garden. He donated some cool beers to me, which didn't make the show. He gave me a Libertine Sour and a Brava Java.
Brava Java. Oh, you had the Brava Java?
I have one. I have not had one.
Oh, okay. You have one.
I have one, and it's going to be saved for my birthday.
Oh man!
But I'm hoping to get a second one. If I get a second one, it's coming to the show.
All right.
So that's just
amazing.
So that's my thing.
Otherwise, I got to be where you're going to be at during your birthday,
2017.
So it's your birthday. Yes. 2017. Oh shit! I got to start really planning.
And then I have a. He also brought me a.
I'm planning to be dead by then. But all right.
I'm going to have a Libertine Sour, so.
But how will we podcast?
He had a Libertine Sour.
He brought me a Libertine Sour in bottle, and it's one of those.
Those are like $20
bottles. It's one of those corked and capped things.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you go to his profile right now, there's the guy from Dunbar, and then there's Tyler from Libertine and himself all have photos of each other, and they're like taking a selfie or something.
Wow, so that sounds.
They're all frenzies and whatnot, something. If you will. Even though Tyler's conveniently not in town whenever me and the brother go to fucking Morro Bay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in town this
weekend.
It's like,
hey, Tyler, we're in town. No response. He'll like our shit the rest of the year, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not here.
And then cheers to Zachary Avila. For some reason, he'll just come to the brewery and he's like, oh, I was out of town and I thought of you and I bought you these beers. And I was just like, dude, don't quit buying me shit.
No, keep buying them shit.
So there's some beers in the fridge that need to be opened, and, you know, we'll get to them. Yay. But those are Zachary beers.
Cheers, Zachary.
So those are my cheers.
All right.
Next.
Yeah.
Yay.
Next. Nick. Jovi, you got any cheers?
Nick.
No. Podcast Dog says no cheers.
No, Jovi.
Cheers to Instagram goes by KMG. KAYEM.
Oh, okay.
GEE. Jake from State Farm says she was spreading the good word about the perfect pour.
Oh.
So.
Wait, damn, cool. I missed that.
Yeah, I missed it too.
Cheers to KMG.
Cheers to Hops Chaser, sharing our photos on the Instagram also. And name of the episode.
Uh-oh.
Mikey, I think you added this one because I sure didn't. But name of the episode goes to Hacksaw Jim Chuggy.
Good job, Nick. I was waiting. I saw that, and I was like, oh, that has to be a name of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody better bring it up. So good job, Nick, bringing that up.
I'm keeping my eye out there. I'm watching to see what's going on.
I saw that. I was like, oh my God, that's such a name
one
of the episode.
One more time, what was it?
Hacksaw Jim Chuggin.
Instead of Jim Duggan, Jim Chuggin.
Play off the, was it 80s or early 90s wrestling, WWE?
I think that was early 90s.
Early 90s, huh?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was good.
That's well played. Yeah. And also,
I had to go. Wait, what?
Also, our patrons, big cheers to our patrons who provided some of the beer tonight. It annoyingly provided some of our beer. If you go, you can do it on our show notes and look for the Patreon link. Otherwise, if you want to just straight up go to it, patreon.com/perfectpour. And donate to the show, and if you do, you get the you can listen to the tailgating and other various things that happen on our Patreon page. So, cheers to our patrons.
Speaking of, sorry, almost forgot. Yes. Nice. Almost forgot one more cheers. Kelly from Hoosecraft.
Oh,
also
I remember
from
her.
Episode 124.
Yeah.
Met us down at Tioga Sequoia and brought us the aforementioned Six Suits a Hangin'.
Oh!
The winter beer from Carl Strauss.
Wow. Damn it, Kelly.
She set it on the table and said, I'm out.
Oh, look at her.
She even brought her mother.
Mother.
Aww.
Your mother, Trouble.
Your mother.
That's sweet. Wish I could have been there.
Sorry, almost forgot. But glad I got it.
Kelly. Cheers to everyone that shares and likes us. I guess cheers to Aerosmith. They didn't even write that song. They didn't write
Dolly
that song.
Parton?
I think that's a country song.
Probably.
That they retooled. Don't want to miss a thing.
Waylon Jennings.
Screw them. Best American rock band, Van Halen. Bar none. Done. We're done. That's the perfect pour. Thanks for listening to the perfect pour. Dun, 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 dun. No, you can't debate. No debate.
No debate. You did not argue. I cut you off.